In comparison to other universities where they negotiate or they close down buildings, here they've told staff not to come in, but security have just left us be, and we've told them we're not leaving until our demands are met, and they've stopped staff, management coming in here working, and again we're just waiting for a response to our demands because the university's strategy is to just ignore us, which is not a democratic or like a good outlook for students who aren't even part of the occupation, because if you see there's any direct action on campus and the university's response is just to completely ignore it and pretend it's not happening, it shows that like they don't really care about the student voice and opinions. Same with the students' union. You can bring things up in the students' union and they'll just be like, oh, we can't do that. So again, it's just a show that the things students want, the things students need and the things staff need, the university will just keep on ignoring it and keep on pretending it's not an issue, because the longer they can do that and the longer students don't fight back against it means that they can set a precedent where they can do whatever they want and there will be no pushback and they can just keep on exploiting people. So the university's response has been very minimal and been trying to act as if it's not happening, and we will stay until they respond to our demands.
I mean, at the end of the day, the fact that the university have had virtually no response whatsoever does indicate that they don't really care about any aspect of democracy within the institution. They don't care about the voices of students. They just care about being able to keep the status quo running as is. Because realistically, as we were saying, when we were occupying a lecture hall, which we understand is disruptive to student learning, the hope was surely that would be the one thing the management would care about and the one thing the management would be willing to take action on. But I mean, clearly, you know, even when we're actually disrupting what they are supposed to use as the offices to run the university itself, they are completely unbothered. They, you know, have no apparent willingness to even enter into a dialogue with us, which to us just demonstrates that they don't really care about either listening to the voices of students or even making sure the university's running to the best of its capacity, because clearly all that matters is keeping up business as usual. And I mean, you know, security have there's another aspect in which they're taking resources away from the rest of the university. They've got people stationed outside, but they're just sort of sat there all the time, and it's like, well, okay, surely this is just a waste of resources for everyone involved. And you know, we don't want to make them sit there 24/7 outside. We don't want to have to be here. You know, we all have degrees as well. We're all missing out on our education, but the university aren't bothered about that, and they're not bothered about the general well-being of staff or students.
I was going to say as well, like, these disputes can be resolved if the university comes to the table and actually listens to the demands of staff and the amount of profit that the university is currently making. The whole pension scheme was decided on the fact during lockdown that they thought universities would be making less money, so they wouldn't be able to afford to pay pensions, but that didn't happen. And now universities have continued to make profit year on year and are still trying to push forward with the pension cuts, even though they're still making money, so they can afford it. And the universities now, because every student pays £9,000, and they're sitting on so much, they invest staff's pensions into more money-making schemes. They have a lot of money, and they can afford to pay our staff well. And I don't see what the point of university is and what the point of paying fees is if that money isn't going to the people who actually teach us. Like, if they're going to build a new building in 3 years' time, I'm not going to be able to use that building. That money is not being spent for me, for my time here. It's being spent so they can attract new students in the future. And if I'm being forced to be a consumer, which we shouldn't be, and that money is not even going to the people who actually are teaching me, why am I paying? I don't want my money to go to a vice chancellor sitting on £328,000 a year who doesn't do anything. And like, I'm pretty sure she probably, like, I think she comes into like this building like once a week. Like, I don't know what she does as a job. She has two meetings with students a year where people try and hold her to account, and she just ignores it. There's no dialogue between her, and she just tries to ignore everything that happens, which just shows that they sit in this throne where they think they're untouchable and nothing will happen to them, and they can just keep and continue to exploit people. And that's why we're here, because they think they're untouchable and they think that we can't do anything to change anything. But we are the people, we are the change we want to see in the world. We can't just sit back and let things happen and just let them deteriorate working conditions and our learning conditions for profit, when the only people that benefits is them. like this profiteering of universities and the marketization doesn't benefit students, it doesn't benefit staff, it doesn't benefit the people who actually matter in this university. It just benefits the management. And they have no dialogue with us. Why would we have any, like, why would we care about their demands as management? They don't help us. They don't communicate with us. They ignore us. So I don't understand, like, why they think we should care about them when they're the ones destroying our education.